Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
Yeah, that was it. And 2-1 after the top of the third. You know, you had a Vlad's homer there that really gave them the lead, and they never looked back. The seventh is where they kind of pulled away, and that was that. If you want to look at what was used last night, Chris Bassett gets into that game, gives him two innings. I'm sure he might be a guy they look at if they get to a game seven, and maybe you might have to. Louis Varland's pitched in every game. I think he pitched in some other teams' games, too. I mean, he's been the guy. It's like, hey, is Louis's arm okay? It doesn't matter. Send him in.
Go.
But he gave up a run late there. He threw 20 pitches. But like when you look at it, three bullpen pieces coming in for the Jays, because this is the game I would worry about the bullpen, depending on who they used.
Last night or tonight, you mean?
I would worry about tonight's game.
Tonight's game.
Because this is three games in a row, yeah. And if you had a guy pitch back-to-back days, you don't want him pitching 3 days in a row, typically. Yeah. But it's the postseason, and what do they say in Waterboy? Can't hold anything back now. that's how it goes, man. So, Ed, with the series, do you feel better about the Blue Jays now? Do you still think this is the Dodgers? How did you... Who were you rooting for, and who did you think was going to win at the beginning?
100% rooting for Los Angeles.
Okay.
I don't like the Blue Jays. Just something about that team I've never liked, told you guys. I've been rooting for the Dodgers.
It does feel like you're rooting for the Taliban, though.
It's like rooting for Exxon, but yeah.
Make some more money.
Raise oil prices, yeah.
Rooting for Exxon. It's like, oh, we had a spill. Kill those animals. Kill those. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that, but I just can't. I just can't. And I was disappointed last night. I thought they were going to just, you know, take a commanding lead there.
Can I say so? Like, it's weird to have a team. I don't like the Blue Jays. And of the teams in the AL East, over the years, it's grown on me how much more I don't like them. And I think it stems from the Jose Bautista stuff, the loss in the postseason. If you're a fan, it just kind of sits in your craw a little bit. But, like, I'm looking at the Dodgers going, man, I can't pull for them. Like, Dave Roberts is over there going, yeah, let's ruin baseball. You don't even know what you're doing. You're lucky that they spent that much money. You still have a job, you jackass. But for the people out there, and I've got I've had people call in or send me messages of Dodgers fans, like, why are you complaining? Every owner could spend it. Stop. The only reason you're saying that is because you root for the Dodgers. Yeah. The best thing in baseball would be them to have a salary cap, but they're never going to have it. And when we look at what's going on here, the thing that I keep saying about this Blue Jays team, I don't care what you tell me, and you don't. Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette are so effing likable that it makes it difficult to root against those guys against the Dodgers. Yeah. I can root against them in any other situation. When the Yankees, Red Sox, and all those teams are playing, I don't care who loses. One of them has to, and then the other one moves on. Let it happen. But here we are with two teams that I don't want to see win. But if you force me, I think I'd tell you I'd rather see the Blue Jays win, but I really wouldn't.
So yeah, I don't want to see the Blue Jays win.
It's just, it's going to be.
I'm sorry.
No, I get it. It's just going to be like deal with whatever happens at the end, because we're either talking about this Dodgers dynasty and who do they buy in the offseason now? Are they going to go throw $500 million at Kyle Tucker? Hey, And I saw people talking about, by the way, Kyle Tucker's the best player in baseball that no one talks about. Defensively, offensively, he's a lefty that hits lefties. He's the perfect player to put in the middle of your lineup. And the Dodgers would probably have him batting sixth. It's just unreal, man. But getting to last night, what did you think of the game? Did you end up staying up for the whole thing? Because I kind of, once I saw the Dodgers give up those runs, I'm like, okay. Because I was going back and forth between some NBA.
You told me the seventh inning?
Yeah. I can't believe I made it that late, but I did.
Me too. And that's why I was like, no, I have. That's why I'm a little beat today. Because it seems like every night's been a late night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, because, I mean, when you have 18 innings and none of us made it.
No. Rob, like 3 a.m. or something?
I think Rob said he made it the longest, but I'm sitting there. I'm tapping out, man. I'll watch the rest of that in the morning because, like, it gets to the point, and I've said this before, doing a morning show, you make business decisions.
You have to.
And you can literally, I've told people this all the time, you can watch every football game from the day before on YouTube in the span of 2 hours, roughly, you know.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about how little action there is in a football game, it's kind of like when you know you're having sex that night, and you're all geared up for it, and it's in your mind all day long. And then there, it takes you about 90 seconds to get undressed and 30 seconds to finish. And you're like, felt like a roller coaster ride. I waited in line for that. At least that's what my wife got to be thinking. Wait a minute. The line was longer than the actual ride. Yeah, that's what happens. But this has been a fun series. And if they had pitched Gausman today like they were talking about, I think I would have been really just pissed off for them because I think it's such a bad decision. But we're at this point now where the pitchers are gassed. You've got guys on the Dodgers side. They keep going back to number ones on full rest. Like, I know Tyler Glasnow didn't pitch well, and I know Shohei didn't pitch the way he wanted to, but can you blame him after 18 damn innings? It's one of the reasons why I said hammer his under props. And yes, we got very lucky because he got to the sixth inning. If he got one more out, we would have lost. And the same thing with his strikeouts. He ended up getting... I'm feeling great about it. And then he strikes out the side in like the fourth or something. And I went, you son of a bitch. Now I got to sweat this thing. And then he gets two more. And I'm like, don't give him another. And it, by the way, when he struck out the side, two of them were on foul tips that the catcher caught. And I'm like,
that close. Son
of a... But good games last night. What do you expect for tonight?
Blake Snell.
Treya Savage, I'm glad that they made that decision because he's your best option here, and I just think that kid's different. As I'm looking, I don't mind here. I just pulled up my algorithm. You guys can drink, and this is what I'm talking about. So, my algorithm for it's a predictive algorithm for tonight has Blake Snell getting 14.2 outs. That means he doesn't go five innings. Mm. It has Treya Savage getting 10.3 outs.
Really?
Yes.
It was like three and a third of them.
But that's the expectation because if you get in any trouble.
Yeah, you're yanked.
You're yanked.
Yeah.
And it happens more so. It's going to happen more so in game six, regardless of who wins. Like you're going to see Kevin Gausman might get a longer leash than some guys. But if he gets two guys on and he has no outs, and let's say the next guy reaches or they move the runners up, they may watch it for one more at bat. And then he might get yanked. Like they just can't take any chances. And that's the cool thing about playoff baseball is that you're ultimately making decisions in such a short period of time that are going to affect the outcome of the entire game. Like, if you pull that guy, you're done with him. And now you're bringing in someone else. And with the new rules in baseball, you bring in somebody, they don't have it, because we clearly saw that last game, not last night, the night before when they scored all the runs, the 18-inning game. We saw that in that game where it's like relief pitcher comes in. Who was it, Banda late? Or I'm trying to remember who it was in that game. But like gives up three consecutive hits, and you're going, yeah, they got to get him now.
Yeah.
You don't want him. Obviously, you don't want him to keep going.
Yeah.
But after he gives up two, you're like, ah, bless, he's got to face another one. Come on, man. Get somebody out. Yeah, and then again with the Ks tonight, it has Blake Snell at 5 Ks and Treya Savage at 3.72. And this is what I've said, this Blue Jays team against four strikeout pitchers. I mean, Yamamoto's probably, he's a good strikeout pitcher, but of those four, I would probably put him fourth.
Mm.
That's how good the other three are. And you saw Glasnow, you saw Snell, you saw Shohei Ohtani last night. This Blue Jays team does not strike out.
Right, they don't strike out much.
They don't. I mean, you're what, ground ball, pop out, they make contact, they make you work. That's why it was kind of weird in the first inning seeing Shohei through the first two batters. I think he threw three pitches and had two outs. That's not the norm with the Blue Jays, right. But they made him work, got him deeper in the counts, and of course, eventually got to him. But I think tonight's going to be fun. Who do you think wins tonight?
Yeah, it's the Dodgers. I think, you know, they go back to Toronto. Yeah, with a slight lead. I mean, it's the best you can hope for, you know, as you leave.
No, there's no question.
Yeah.
Again, like the Blue Jays fans that I had talked to said, just get me one. Just get it back to Toronto and let's see what happens. Because mm-hmm. then you'll have your ace in Gausman going in game six, now on full rest.
Yeah.
And so now you have your best shot in game six. Game seven is where it's like, okay, here's the pressure. And I actually, as much as I'm going to crap on Dave Roberts, I like what he said about Shohei. It's like, he wants to be perfect.
Every
like he's saying he doesn't feel pressure, but after going 18 innings, barely sleeping, like Smoltz was gushing over Ohtani. He goes, you do realize like he's more comfortable in the mound than he is hitting. And he's always said he wanted to pitch in a World Series game, not hit, pitch.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, he goes, he has six pitches, but if you honestly think about it, he's got like 12 because he can break the ball to the left or right anytime he wants.
He's incredible. He just is. And this has been the talk of what should be for every baseball fan. We were debating this yesterday at lunch. It was one of our friends was like, oh, I can't, they shouldn't intentionally walk anybody. I'm like, I'd never pitch to him again. It's
like John Smoltz said last night, he pitched 18 innings and he's got to, or he played 18 innings. Now he's got to pitch today. He said starting pitchers get a day to mentally get prepared. He didn't even get that.
Yeah.
Like you get that. Oh, all right, this is what's going on. You know, you don't, unless you're Rob, you don't talk to the pitcher on that day. You know, I just think... The more and more we talk about this guy, you find more and more amazing things of just how good he is.
But I think you know they have a win. They go back to Toronto after tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.